Mini episode 307 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Howl, your home on the web for today's television scene, and a look at the history of the medium is covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 307 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 10th season covering the NFL. This is your week one recommendation for fantasy starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are three quarterbacks: Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning. There are 13 running backs: Adrian Peterson, Arian Foster, Doug Martin, Jamal Charles, Marshawn Lynch, Ray Rice, C.J. Spiller, LeSean McCoy, Alfred Morris, Matt Forte, Trent Richardson, Chris Johnson, and Steven Jackson. There are 10 wide receivers: Megatron, A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Brandon Marshall, Demaryius Thomas, Andre Johnson, Dez Bryant, Roddy White, Vincent Jackson, and Larry Fitzgerald. There are 5 tight ends: Jimmy Graham, Jason Witten, Vernon Davis, Tony Gonzalez, and Rob Gronkowski. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, a look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah, great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah, I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Remember, our fantasy recommendations for the Thursday night game can be found every week on our Twitter account, at the FDH Lounge. We like 12 QBs this week: Jay Cutler, RG3, Colin Kaepernick, Andrew Luck, Eli Manning, Cam Newton, Tony Romo, Matt Ryan, Matt Schaub, Matt Stafford, Michael Vick, and Russell Wilson. We like 6 running backs: Reggie Bush, MJD, Ryan Matthews, Aaron McFadden, Marco Murray, and Darren Sproles. We like 17 wide receivers: Miles Austin, Anquan Boldin, Dwayne Bowe, Antonio Brown, Randall Cobb, Marcus Colston, Victor Cruz, Brian Hartline, T.Y. Hilton, Deshaun Jackson, Jordy Nelson, Akeem Nicks, Steve Smith, Torrey Smith, Mike Wallace, Reggie Wayne, and Wes Welker. We like 5 tight ends: Jordan Cameron, Jared Cook, Antonio Gates, Brandon Pettigrew, and Julius Thomas. There are no teams that we have labeled as all out, meaning that we don't like any of their marginal players. Conversely, we like Atlanta and Dallas as all in teams, meaning that we like all of their marginal players in addition to the gimmies on each team. Every week, we also recommend 5 of these players as especially strong, And this week's slate includes Eli Manning, Michael Vick, Darren McFadden, Randall Cobb, and Steve Smith. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football scene, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2013, at fantasydrafthelp.com. And soon you can also download our brand new guides for this year's fantasy hoops and hockey. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Ian Eagle, Lex Luger, and Lou Graham from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.